Iran's judiciary chief has called on the U.S. to immediately release imprisoned Iranian nationals, as well as billions of dollars in frozen Iranian assets.
We call on the U.S. to immediately release Iranian nationals held in U.S. jails in violation of international regulations and on false accusations. Moreover, the U.S. should release the Islamic Republic's assets confiscated in breach of international norms in an act of open robbery and return them to the nation.
Ayatollah Sadegh Amali Larijani also dismissed a recent statement by the White House that called for the release of Iranian-American nationals held in Iran. Larijani said that Tehran does not recognize dual nationality. He stressed that the detainees have stood fair trials according to Iran's law. He added that the U.S. is in no position to lecture Iran on human rights, given its own record, including torture at Guantanamo Bay Prison. Let's get some analysis on this. Mustafa Khoshcheshmi is a journalist and political analyst who joins us in the studios here. I'm assuming that the response by Iran's judiciary chief is coming based on this jailing of this dual national in Iran. And the U.S. was actually pretty strong, no surprise there, from Trump saying that Iran is going to see the consequences. Tell us how you see what Iran has said and, of course, the response that the U.S. has had.
Hello, thanks for having me. Well, you made the point very correctly. Larijani's remarks came after somehow similar statements by the U.S. president when he went to such extremes that he called the Iranian-American nationals incarcerated in Iran as hostages. But the point is that if numbers matter and if numbers are any indication, then the number of Iranian-American nationals held in the U.S. for violating the United States illegal law called sanctions is 3 to 5 times more than the number of the very few people that have been held in Iran for espionage and spying charges. And we all know that according to the United Nations, state-sponsored sanctions are illegal if they do not happen as a result of a UN mandate under Chapter 7. So this is to say that over 2,000 people, Iranian-American nationals, are held in the U.S. For violating an illegally approved law, while the very few people held in Iran are in prison as a result of conducting and committing very vital crime, that's espionage. And we all know that if they go free, the lives of tens of thousands of people could be endangered by spies and the result of their activities. So to put it in a nutshell, this is to say that if the gravity of these two kinds of crimes are compared, people in the U.S., Iranian Americans in the U.S., are held for less important actions or violation of the law, while people held in Iran have been taken and have been put in prison for very, very grave crimes. In other words, way larger number of people have been incarcerated in the U.S. for a less important crime, if we could call it a crime. But in Iran, very few people have been charged and stood trial, fair trial, and taken to court and then convicted for a very serious crime. These two facts show, when they are put together, that the United States is arresting Iranian Americans very casually, while Iran is avoiding arresting Westerners and Americans, Iranian Americans, unless they conduct very serious and grave crimes. In other words, the United States, as Mr. Trump said, and he tried to provoke Iran by using the word hostage, is trying to raise tensions against Iran and is trying to provoke Iran to conduct, eventually some kind of unwise move, or to intimidate Iran in order to receive more concessions from Tehran, drawing an analogy between this topic and also The other moves made by the United States and especially the Trump administration, you come to realize that the end game and that the goal of Mr. Trump, like its moves in the region, selling arms to Saudi Arabia and others and violating the JCPOA, the nuclear deal, is always intimidating Iran or provoking Iran to lay more pressure on Tehran in order to receive more concessions. That's the plan Trump is pursuing.
Thank you for that. We appreciate it. All your comments, as usual, Mustafa Khoshnesh, journalist and political analyst here in the studios.